All right, pleased to be joined now by Craig Nyver, associate head coach, co-defensive coordinator, and safeties coach for the Houston Cougars. Coming up in 2 weeks, the Cougars will be taking on the Bobcats. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
First thing I wanted to start out with, you former Bobcat, coached here from 04 to 06, and then back again from 2011 to 2013 as well, as they transitioned into the WAC. I want to take you back a little bit and ask what you remembered about Texas State as they transitioned from FCS to FBS play.
The biggest thing that stands out in my mind is the fervor and excitement the students had to get that push made, and Dr. Trout's vision and Dr. Tice's vision to get that push forward and get the resources there and get things done. It was amazing what they did in a short amount of time.
And as far as the players and the coaches go, was there anything you changed in the locker room, maybe in your coaching style, or was it kind of just business as usual and football is football?
No, football is football. The level of recruiting was amped up by going to the Division I level. You were able to attract a better level of talent, so to speak. But at the end of the day, you still had to motivate and produce and get those young men to play their true potential.
And a couple of those players, you got to coach Daryl Morris, Joplo Bartu, two guys that saw their careers go on into the NFL. What does that mean for a coach like yourself to see a couple of the players you got to work with move on to that next level?
It's a tremendous honor as a coach to get to be around those young men and coach those men, and you're very, very excited to see all their hard work and pay off for the dreams and aspirations they had to come true, and you're just excited to be able to be a part of that.
All right, Coach, now I want to get into a little bit of what's been going on in Houston. A big win last week. What does it mean for your team to beat a nationally recognized team like the Louisville Cardinals?
It was a good experience for our team to go on the road and get a little bit of a bar fight with those guys and to just keep playing. We by no means played an extremely good game, but we just played a hard, tough nose game and made a few more plays at the end that put us on top.
And coming off a big win like that, obviously you've got the bye week this week before taking on Texas State as they travel down in there. As a coach, and maybe if you can get the players' perspective as well, does the bye week help after a big win like that, or would you prefer to play another game this week to try and keep that momentum rolling?
No, the bye week's huge for us because we had an extremely physical training camp. We had two straight weeks leading up to our first two games of some pretty extensive physical practices, and this is about the right time for our young men to kind of get their breath and get ready to roll for a Texas State team that's going to come in here cranked up and play a physical brand of football. And from being on that sideline 2 or 3 years ago when Texas State came in here and won, our guys understand wholeheartedly what's coming our way.
You mentioned that win a little bit. Is that still brewing around in the coaches' minds and the players' minds as well, even though it has been a couple of years?
Oh, it better, because that Texas State team came in here and physically dominated the game, and it wasn't a fluke, it wasn't an oddity, it was a backyard butt whooping. We were very, very eager to remind our guys of that.
You were around when they moved up. They've kind of made a name for themselves, getting a couple wins here, becoming bowl eligible. Over the past couple of seasons, the Bobcats have played teams like Illinois. They just saw FSU at the beginning of this season. And we talked to some of the coaches and players from that team. Didn't really know who Texas State was, but what's the sense like in Houston about this Bobcat team?
Oh, they know full well what's said this way. I mean, the loss to Texas State back a couple of years ago, the loss to UTSA, we by no means can take anyone lightly, and nor will we.
The biggest challenges you see that when taking on this Texas State team, especially the offense as well, led by now the third-year quarterback, Tyler Jones.
Yeah, Tyler does a tremendous job. He's experienced. I was able to see him grow as a freshman, and then he just emerged as a sophomore last year. He's extremely well coached. They run a heck of a scheme, and they play a physical brand of football. They can control the football, take care of the ball, so we're going to have to be extremely disciplined in what we do and extremely physical to combat that offense.
And finally, I guess, Coach, if there was a message you could give to the Bobcat fans, I know you're not here anymore, but maybe you got a little bit of nostalgia. Any message you would send out to the Bobcat fans?
I root for the Bobcats 364 days of the year, but unfortunately, this one day I will not.
I understand. Well, Coach, once again, I want to thank you for joining us. Coach Craig Nyver, Associate Head Coach, Co-Defensive Coordinator, and Safeties Coach for the Houston Cougars. Once again, Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.